快乐英语阅读，小学五年级，第一卷。
Unit 1 Mini Theater 3 Monks Long, long ago, there is an old temple in the hill. There lives an old monk and 3 young monks. One day, the old monk goes out. He lets the 3 monks practice kung fu. But they don't listen to the master. They start to play in the yard.There are many green trees and beautiful flowers in it. They are playing hide and seek happily. Suddenly, there comes a monster. His name is Evil. There are 3 eyes and 4 ears on his face. He is tall, fat, and ugly. Evil shouts out of the door, "Is there any person in it?" But the 3 monks hear nothing at all. They are still playing.Evil is very angry. He shouts again, "Is there any food?" This time, the 3 monks hear the voice. The 3 monks open the door, finding that there is an ugly monster.
"Who are you?"
"I'm Evil. Is there any food in your temple?"
"Yes, there are noodles and rice."
"Great, but I want to eat you. Yummy!" The 3 monks run into the temple. They don't know what to do. One of them is very clever. He sees a huge stone in the wall and has an idea.
"We're here. Come here."
"Little monks, you will die." The monks push the stone and it falls down. Evil is there. Ouch!
Unit 2 Story Town The Swan with Golden Feathers There is a swan with golden feathers. She lives in a lake. A woman lives in a small house near the lake with her 2 daughters. They work hard all year round, but still live a hard life. Sometimes,They even don't have enough money to buy food. The swan is sad to see that. She says to herself, "I'll give one of my feathers to them each day. Then they can sell my feathers for money and live a happy life." In the evening, she flies to the poor woman's house and leaves a golden feather on the table.From then on, the swan comes every day and gives them a feather. The woman is very happy because their life gets much better. But day after day, the woman becomes greedy. She says to her daughters, "The swan may fly away one day. We should take all her feathers when she comes next time." The daughters cry, "Oh no, Mom! Don't hurt the swan. She helps us a lot." But their mother wouldn't listen. When the swan comes as usual, the woman catches her and takes her feathers. Suddenly, the golden feathers on the floor change into chicken feathers. The swan says to the woman, "Poor woman, I come to help you, but you want to kill me. Now I'm leaving.And will never come back." With these words, the swan flies away. The woman lives a poor life again.
Unit 3 Mini Theater A Little Snail There is a tall tree in the forest.A little snail lives at the bottom of the tree. One day, he wants to climb to the top of the tree. He wants to see the big world.
"I'm a little snail.
I have a hard shell. I want to see the big world.
He climbs slowly along the big trunk. Here comes a naughty monkey. Hey, Mr. Snail, look, I have a long tail. I can climb fast. You climb so slowly. You can't climb to the top of the tree.
Perhaps I can't, but I'd like to try.
Then he climbs again, step by step. The sun is shining brightly. It's getting hotter and hotter. At this time, he sees a beautiful parrot in the tree.
Hey, Mr. Snail, look, I have beautiful wings. I can fly high. You have no wings. You can't fly. You can't get to the top of the tree.
Perhaps I can't, but I'd like to try.
There is still a long way to go, but the snail does not give up. He starts to climb again, step by step. When he passes a big branch, he sees a giraffe.
Look, Mr. Snail, I have a long neck and four long legs. I'm tall. You are so little. The tree is very tall. You can't climb to the top of the tree. Perhaps I can't, but I'd like to try.
He climbs and climbs, step by step. The little snail is out of breath. He is getting close to the tallest branch. At last, he climbs to the top of the tree. He sees the beautiful world.
Unit 4. Story Town. The Little Horse and the River. One day, Mother Horse asked the Little Horse to carry a bag of wheat to the mill. The Little Horse was very happy. He carried the bag and left home quickly. After a while, he came to a river. The mill was on the other side of the river, and there was no bridge over the water. The little horse did not know if he could cross it. Looking around, he saw a cow eating grass nearby. So he asked him,
"Uncle Cow, is the water deep? Can I walk across it?"
The cow told him that the river was very shallow, and he could cross it easily. Then the little horse was ready to go across the river. Just at that time, a squirrel jumped down a tree and shouted, "Little horse, stop! You'll drown!" So the little horse drew back his legs quickly. The squirrel cried sadly,
"The water is too deep! One of my friends drowned just yesterday in the river!"
Not knowing what to do, the little horse went home and asked his mother. When his mother heard his story, she laughed and said to him, "My child, it's not enough if you only listen to the others. You must try it by yourself, and then you'll find the truth." The little horse came back to the river. When he put his legs in the water, the squirrel stopped him again.
"Little horse, it's too dangerous!"
"But I want to try by myself,"
answered the little horse. And with those words, he walked carefully across the river. The water was neither as shallow as the cow said, nor as deep as the squirrel told him. It was just okay for him.
Unit 5. Mini Theater. In a big forest, there is a brave and clever man, Mr. Black. His duty is to keep the forest safe. You may ask, what does he do? He is a policeman. Mr. Black has a colleague. She is White Pigeon. What does she do? She is a detective. She is Mr. Black's good friend, too. One night, the telephone is ringing. A dog says there is a mouse stealing in the supermarket. Mr. Black rides his motorcycle with his colleagues to have a look. Stop! What are you doing?
Oh, I'm a good man. I'm a security guard.
The mouse is afraid, and he tries to run away. Mr. Black catches him. Are you the security guard of this supermarket?
Yes, I am. I'm a good security guard.
Really? Now the supermarket is closed. Why are you still here? And why do you take so many things away?
I'm poor. I'm hungry now. I have 5 sons. They're hungry too. Please let me go.
What do you do?
I have no job. I'm a hobo.
You're young. Don't be lazy. Why not find a job? Do you want to be a real security guard of the supermarket?
Yes, yes, yes.
You should work hard, okay?
Sure. Thank you very much. It's so kind of you.
The mouse does not steal things anymore. He becomes a security guard of the supermarket and works hard. Mr. Black and Detective White are our great policemen.
Unit 6. Story Town. A cat and a dog. It is a summer afternoon. There are some birds flying in the blue sky. There is a big tall tree in the park. Listen. Who are singing there? There are the little dog and the little cat. They play near the river. Soon they feel very hot. They want to have a rest. The little cat is sitting under the big tree. She wants to keep cool. She waves her fan, but still feels hot. The little dog jumps into the river. He swims happily. Now, the little dog is swimming backstroke. He says to the little cat,
"How cool! Why don't you swim in the river?"
In fact, the little cat is hot and sweaty. She answers,
"I can't swim. I'm not good at swimming."
The little dog laughs at her.
"What? You can't swim? What can you do then? Ha ha!"
The cat feels sad.
What am I good at?
The wind blows the dog's cap into the tree. The little dog shouts,
"Oh, my cap! My cap is in the tree! I can't climb! I'm not good at climbing."
"Meow, don't worry! I can climb the tree! I can help you."
The little cat climbs the tree and gets the cap back.
"Thank you. I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh at you,"
the little dog says with shame. The little cat says,
"That's okay. Now I know I can climb. I'm good at climbing."
Unit 7. Story Town. In the light of the moon, a little egg lies on a leaf. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up.
Pop!
Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That night, he had a stomachache. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that, he felt much better. Now, he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then, he nibbled a hole in the cocoon and pushed his way out. He became a beautiful butterfly.
Unit 8. Mini Theater. The Little Dewdrop. It is a beautiful night. The sky is dark, but the stars are shining brightly. Look, there's a small pond. A little dewdrop is rolling on the leaf, because it's very interesting. It's just like playing on the swing. The darkness went away. The dewdrop is stronger than before. His good friend is coming.
Good morning, Mr. Frog.
Good morning. Oh, you're so shiny, just like a diamond.
Thank you. Mr. Frog, could you sing a song for me?
Yes, my pleasure.
After the song, here comes a smart cricket.
Good morning, Mr. Cricket.
Morning. Wow, my dear little dewdrop, how transparent you are. You look like a crystal. You're an angel.
Thanks a lot. Mr. Cricket, you're so good at playing the violin.
Thank you.
Would you like to join us so we can have a concert?
Terrific. Come on, everybody.
How wonderful the concert is. Here comes a butterfly.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, Miss Butterfly!
Your performance is so wonderful. I can't wait to join you.
Really? Welcome!
Oh, little dewdrop, you're as round as a pearl.
Thanks!
They are singing and dancing happily.
I feel so excited!
Me too!
Don't stop. Let's have fun!
Yeah, here we go.
After a while, the sun rises from behind the hills. In the morning glow, the little dewdrop is especially spirited. He helps the plants get more beautiful. They all have a good time here.
Wow, it's really a lovely world. Why don't we go on?
But, my dear friends, the sun is shining brightly, and it's hotter and hotter. I feel heat approaching. I think I have to go now.
Oh, what a pity!
Little Dewdrop, can you stay with us?
Yes, don't leave. Don't leave.
Please, we need you. Please don't leave.
Don't worry, my friends. I'll come back tomorrow. At that time, we can have fun again.